Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn it into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Hello, hello. This is Soulful Solutions, and my name is Dr. Debbie Green. It's an honor to have you here with us today with my wonderful host, Naima Latif. And we have a great topic today, Naima. This is a very important topic. How do we stay healthy holistically?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, sometimes when we get these aches and pains and all of this discomfort, the first thing we do, we go to the ER, we call our doctor, you know. We run as soon as we feel some discomfort. But has it ever dawned on you that your body, your mind, your heart, your spirit is just communicating with you?
Yeah.
It's communicating with you. And so the only way it can get your attention is to cause some discomfort.
Yeah,
because they can't talk to you like I'm talking to you, so it has to give you a sensory sensation, nerve endings, sensory sensations such as eyes, when we see, we hear, we taste. All our sensory organs are involved in some kind of discomfort or pain.
Yeah.
So I just think that is just a great topic, but most of all, society kind of looks at it as a little vague, you know, because we have been, I don't want to use the word brainwashed.
Misguided.
Misguided. I like that word. Okay. We have been misguided to think that it's in a pill, it's in an injection, it's in a liquid, it's in something outside of our being.
Yeah.
Something. I got to find something. I need a happy pill.
Yeah.
You know, I need a happy pill.
A happy pill.
Yeah, that's right. Let me get a happy pill. But it's just for the moment. It just knocks the edge off, but it doesn't remove the root of the issue.
Yeah.
It's temporary. I call it the Band-Aid effect, okay?
Yeah.
We just cover it up and hope that it heals.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing about it, our medical professionals are trained only in the way that they know how. And even with new equipment, the thought process is still very antiquated. We're looking at the body and treating certain parts of the body, which are really only treating the symptoms, such as, like you say, if you've got a muscle pain and people think, okay, well, there's a problem with the muscle. Or if you've got a back pain or if you've got a sore throat or if you've developed some type of an ailment, say maybe cancer in the liver or cancer in the lungs, we will isolate that part and treat that part instead of treating the reasons why that part began to malfunction, which is, of course, is in the unseen realm of the spirit, the energy body, the emotions.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, even though this information is widely known, the internet has made knowledge readily available at our fingertips, and there have been many books written about this. Louise Hay, she's written some you know, wonderful books about how your emotions, how specific emotions affect specific parts of the body. So information is readily there, and yet our medical industry, our institutions will not or have not kept pace with the information that has been revealed. And so doctors are feeling as if they have to conform to the old antiquated thoughts and treat the symptoms and give you that happy pill when you are depressed, as opposed to dealing with the spiritual source of your depression. Or if you have a pain or ache, dealing with that particular body or cutting you open and taking out something, as opposed to being able to heal the thing that has become diseased or malfunctioning. So everything that happens in our bodies, as you said, it is a message. And this is a communication device to help you know where your spirit, where your emotions, where your feelings are out of balance. And if we can allow our health professionals to catch up with the reality of current understanding and thought and revelations, then we can focus on healing as opposed to treating the symptoms. But one thing I always say is that when the incentive is financial instead of spiritual, then things remain out of balance. We have to take the incentive, the financial incentive, out of healthcare so that it can be really designed for healing, not where you have to keep coming back for a treatment because, you know, somebody needs you to keep paying because they need repeat business because they need to pay off their 30-year mortgage. That can't be why we're doing this anymore. It has to be that we want everybody to be healthy and whole and well for the good of all of us.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And I think education, psychoeducation, is extremely important when one knows how their body reacts to stress, but most of all, when they know their, I call it, in a danger zone of thinking, because one can self-defeat pessimistically and over again, producing inner damage, not even realizing that they're producing inner damage. Because the body only thrives off of you know, the positive side, of course we have to have the balance, because we're not all good and we're not all bad, okay?
Right.
So we have to have a harmonious balance. And when you are out of alignment, then this is when the physical person starts to give you signs, you know, because the brain is out of alignment. You know, the spirit is just trying to hold things together until you make a, what they call a connection, The heart and mind has to connect. Again, you know, despite circumstances or situations that you may have went through presently or even in the past.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? Because past issues interrupt present issues all the time. And this is due to the fact because of one not having the self-awareness of, okay, where am I? You know, what year am I in mentally, Danny?
Yeah.
Virtually. You know, am I back there in 2000 where, you know, that when I went through some type of crisis or abuse,
right.
Am I still thinking this virtually?
And
that's what my reality says. I'm here. My body is in the here and now, but my mind is still in that trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? I'm rushing to the doctor because I'm feeling sick inside, okay? I'm feeling mentally, emotionally overthrown. Dragging, energy low. Wait a minute. So if I shift my mind back into the here and now when there's nothing that's causing this, there's no evidence of me feeling the way I feel, you know, nothing tangible, not even invisible, would that make me feel better? Absolutely.
Yeah.
It will. So what I'm saying is, wherever your mind is how your body is going to feel.
Yeah.
Wherever your mind is how your body's going to feel. If you're thinking the worst thing, then guess what? Your body's going to feel the worst thing. That's the way it works. The majority of sickness is more so circumstantial than it is medical.
Mm. People don't like to hear that. You know,
I
have an associate that has struggled with chronic illnesses, and I can see the connection to stress. As you've talked about, they had a lot of childhood trauma, things that they never really dealt with emotionally, very disturbing kind of relationship with their parents, and all of these things manifested in their body over time in various illnesses, and I could see the connection. And when I approached them with the idea that your physical illnesses are being created by the stress that you still have not overcome, and that I guess the way they heard it was that, oh, this is all your imagination, it's all in your mind, and that's not what I was saying. I was saying that your mind, your mental state, affects your emotions, which affects your physical body. It's manifesting the energy of your emotions.
Yes.
And so this is where illness comes from. It doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from the energy that you are sending to your body, and your body is manifesting the illness to tell you that there is a deep emotional imbalance that, once you address the issue and resolve it, then your body can heal. And
yes,
it's a challenge sometimes, helping people to see that what they have come to depend on, you know, as you say, go to the drugstore, get a pill, go to the doctor, get some medication, the pain goes away. But the problem that caused the pain is still there. So even after the medication wears off, the pain is going to continue, and the problem is going to continue because the energy that produced it is still there.
Yes.
So somehow we have to help the society evolve to that level of holistic healing and not just treatment of symptoms. And many doctors who are coming to that level, it's as if they have to go against their teaching in order to bring truth. So how do we open the door for doctors who are ready to make that evolutionary leap forward so that we can focus on healing and not treating symptoms? Do we need to establish new institutions? Do we need to make books and knowledge available to those who run those institutions? Or should we teach health and healing in a whole different atmosphere other than, you know, medical school? What do you think?
Well, the thing about it is, you know the old saying, right? You can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah.
So one must have some self-awareness. You know, when people get to the point where they're tired of suffering, they're going to look for many different things. And one thing about it is, you know, it is such a thing as a person can actually go to a medical doctor of various, you know, professionals and still don't find answers. You know what I'm saying? My body is still, I'm still sick. I'm still feeling this way. I had this test, ran that, gave blood work, get this PET scan, whatever the case may be, but they don't seem to find anything. So what's in that picture? Well, that is, I believe, you know, and it's just like I said, I don't pretend to be a medical professional at all. What I'm saying is, has it ever dawned on you that your body is trying to tell you something from a platform of you have to look back into your life and find out where your focus is, like what you wake up thinking about, what you, right now, your present moment, you know, what is really bothering you inside? Is it a sense of being? Is it a sense of you not being sure of yourself? Is it something where, you know, you're going through a heartbreak? Is it something that you're dealing with family issues that's too much for you? I can go on and give you examples of how, what can cause, you know, a person to start feeling sick.
Yeah.
Sick is a dis-ease. Like disease
yeah.
is dis-ease. So something is dis-ease inside of you. It's not so much, again, a medical or even a mental health or emotional disorder. You know, just for my profession, you know, the majority of people that come through a mental health hospital or behavioral health care facility have situational anxiety, situational depression.
Situational.
They're not situational.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Situational. And which means that they're not medically, clinically depressed.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? And once they come to themselves and they come and they get therapy and they realize, wow, you mean to tell me I've been holding this in and suppressing these thoughts all the time and that is the reason why I feel this way? And I've been cycling for years and years and years, going in and out of psychiatrists' chairs and hospitals. And I said, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you want to do? So when you said just a few minutes ago, how can we as a people offer something else? Because there's always something else. Yes, the pharmaceutical you know, industry doesn't want to hear this. The insurance industry doesn't want to hear this. Because this is something that one has to do holistically.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, okay, check your being. Find out what it is that you are someone holding inside and causing rupture, because that's what's happening. You have mental rupture, emotional rupture, spiritual rupture, physical rupture, and we're all connected. I've never seen a person not connected from the mind, body, and soul. Now, we can disconnect from our heart. We can become disconnected, and when you become disconnected, guess what? Here comes the sickness.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
So I mean, that is so very important to us.
Yeah.
The mind and heart has to communicate effectively.
You know, you mentioned heartbreak, and a lot of people don't make the connection how you do feel in your heart, and if you are in the midst of a emotional distress because maybe a breakup or the death of someone, heart disease is one of the leading causes of death. And what causes the heart to malfunction? The pain in the heart when someone is emotionally distressed. So you literally create that heart attack that you end up with that can kill you. Yeah, I mean, you can, and I was explaining this to someone, you can die from a broken heart. And it is the deep distress, the emotions that causes physical pain in the heart, causes the heart to malfunction, causes it to be in a state of dis-ease, and it can literally kill you. So if a doctor is aware of this and you're showing, you know, signs of heart problems, first thing you're gonna do, oh, okay, we gotta operate and put a stent in your heart, we gotta do this and that, and they never address the emotional distress that created the heart disease.
Correct.
And you've got a painful operation that takes a long time to heal from, and then you still have the thing that created the hurt in your heart in the first place. So eventually it does end up taking you out unless you heal the broken heart.
Correct.
The emotions. So our understanding really has to come from our realization that our feelings are affecting our health first and foremost. And when you are in a state of emotional health, that's going to follow with physical health. But when you're in a state of emotional dis-ease, then that's going to follow with physical dis-ease.
Yes.
And I think we did one show some time ago, Viata, our Friday host, did a show about cancer. And it was fascinating, you know, especially talking about breast cancer, how it was related to your relationship with your mother. And, you know, I believe the left breast was a conflict with your father. The right breast was a conflict with your mother. I might be wrong about that. You know, be honest, if you're watching, call in and correct me. But it was amazing because I knew people who had breast cancer, and it was specific parents that they had the conflict with and specific breasts that they had the cancer in. I thought, oh, my God.
Ooh.
So can we help people understand that if you heal your relationship, you can prevent the cancer, as opposed to thinking that you can only heal the cancer from cutting off the breast?
Mm-hmm.
You know, all illness is reversible, but once you take a part away, I mean, you can't put it back. It's gone. So we have to learn more about how to heal what's malfunctioning, as opposed to thinking everything just has to be cut away. If all is not working, just cut it off.
Cut it out.
Yeah, and it still don't work. So it really, again, you know, we got to take away the financial incentive. All the people who have, all the industries that have been built around us staying sick, the pharmaceutical industry, the insurance industry, all these industries, and we appreciate the fact that something was created to pay for illness, but now, because of its extreme profitability, the intention has become keep people sick and keep treating the sickness so that people can keep getting paid. And that has
yes.
to change. That has to stop. We have to want health and wellness, well-being for all people. We have to want to be healed, not just treating the sickness. And when we choose as a people to take responsibility for our health, then we'll discover that the ways of staying healthy really don't cost anything in a real sense. So that's where our next step is, and I think that's even what we're learning with this whole global pandemic. Take responsibility for your health. Take responsibility for the care of your body. Take responsibility to learn for yourself what keeps you healthy. And do the kind of research that's available at your fingertips to understand that mind-body-spirit connection, and then go within and discover what is disturbed in your spirit so you can begin to heal your body.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know we have a guest that's coming on at 9 a.m. It's Joey Sasson with Sasson's Essentials, and she's going to be talking about several holistic treatments that actually assist our healing process. And I think that's very important that we do all we can to heal ourselves. I just want to kind of go over a couple of solutions that I know for sure helps and assists. One thing, like you said, Naima, if you sort out and finalize relationships, broken relationships, that is very important. And please remember, forgiveness is not for just the other person, it is mainly for you. Mm. It's for you to finalize and move on. So when one holds unforgiveness in the heart, in the mind, in the spirit, it turns into other things. It does not just be something just in the back of our mind, because that's what we think. We think things are always, okay, I ain't worried about so-and-so, you know, and don't finalize it. And you say you're not concerned. You say you're not worried. You say you're not thinking about it. But as soon as anything triggers you, like, you know, if you glimpse somebody who looks like that person, or somebody calls you talking about that person, here comes all those raw emotions. But you said you finalized. So you know when you finalize something, because you can talk about it without emotional breakdown. You can talk about it without any guilt. You can talk about it without any anger. You can talk about it, and it doesn't even faze you. And it really doesn't faze. It's not like you have to pretend to do it.
Right.
That's one way, is finalizing emotions when it comes to relationships. And another way is to finalize what in yourself, you know, what's going on with you, not just with people, but how do you feel about yourself? Are you still putting yourself down? Are you still self-sabotaging? Are you still doing destructive things, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally? You know, so you have to ask yourself these questions. Am I adding to my wholeness, or am I taking away?
Yeah.
Because how can you be whole if you're constantly breaking and staying in your brokenness? One can't do that. That means, you know, you've got the two selves that's constantly struggling into this paradigm of things, and you cause yourself so much disharmony. And who's fighting who? You fighting yourself, okay?
Yeah.
So if you got that war going on inside you, and you're like, well, you know, I don't know who I am anymore. I thought I was my sister's sister, or my brother's brother, or my mother's child, or somebody they call me on the job. No, you're none of those people. You got to find out who you are. Those are roles. Please understand. They're roles. We get so caught up into roles.
Yeah.
I have to be this best mother. I have to be this best sister. I have to be this best daughter or this best son or whatever. No, those are roles.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what happens is when our roles get played, we look at it as being perfected roles. There's no such thing. I'm so sorry. That is not an option for you to even think such a thing. But when people start to want us to do things and we can't fulfill those needs, that's telling you that you can't play a part in that role. You can't keep thinking that you are responsible to satisfy everyone else. You have to satisfy yourself.
Yes.
It's not selfish. It's called selfness.
Selfness. I like that. You know, one person that I'm working on getting as a guest, and I know she's, you know, extremely busy with some of her books and lectures, but Anita Mirjani, she does a wonderful series about loving yourself. And she had contracted cancer and literally, you know, died and had a near-death experience that really taught her that she caused the cancer because of her own hard feelings toward herself and always wanting to please everyone else. And what we tend to do is, maybe it's because of how we were raised or the demands made on us, but we tend to overburden ourselves, overcommit ourselves, and then feel bad when we can't fulfill those commitments and overwork ourselves, thinking we have to earn the right to be loved. That's the glitch in the brain. I didn't realize that I had that issue until just last year.
Oh.
That
okay.
I was one of those overcommitted, overworking, killing myself. You know, my daughter said to me one time, she said, Mom, nobody's making you do this. Why are you doing this? Because I just constantly feeling like I have to work until I drop. Oh, I have to do this. I have to go to this meeting. I have to be there. I have to do this. This person asked me. I can't say no. I have to say yes. And I finally got to the point of, why am I killing myself? And then I realized it was some incorrect thought in my own mind that I had to earn the right to be loved.
Oh.
And that is something that many of us are believing, possibly because of maybe our religious training or upbringing, whatever it is, but we have to know that you are loved by the creator of the universe because you exist. You don't have to earn love.
Come on, you definitely don't
have to overwork yourself to work your way into heaven or whatever your thought might be, whatever subconscious belief that makes you push yourself beyond what is reasonable and actually hurt yourself. You have to discover what that thinking is and undo that incorrect thought. And that takes some time because sometimes it's been ingrained in you for a lifetime. So I know we've got to take a break.
Yes.
And we'll be right back. If you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. That's 515-605-9325. Press 1 so we know you had something to say. And if you're on our switchboard now and have a thought you'd like to share, press 1, and we'll bring you into the conversation. We'll be right back after this quick break. So we want you to stay with us.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Brokenness to wholeness. And I think that's so very, very important. that we have that self-awareness of being able to communicate with our being, being able to communicate with our mind, body, and soul. You know, we were created in wonderful, what they call splendor, right? And when sometimes we can get very complex, our creator created us so that we can, whatever's inside of us can communicate even with the outside. But what happens when those things go wrong? What happens when we don't have the awareness that something needs our attention? So, you know, of course, here comes a heartache, like you said, you know, here comes a pain, you know, in the shoulders, a constant headache, you know, maybe some discomfort in the digestive tract. Or all of these things start to happen when we have this bottled up energy that needs to flow, you know, and there, if there's any blockages, anything that's preventing that energy from flowing, the body is going to be diseased. That's the way it works. It works that way, you know. And what I want to do in this second hour is really talk about how adrenaline causes mental, emotional, and physical discomfort.
Mm.
So when one think about adrenaline, it's a natural chemical that is in the brain that's released from the pituitary area of the brain when one feels imminent threat.
Yes.
Whenever that happens, it doesn't always have to happen if you're in a car accident or are hearing of some, you know, watching a scary movie or something like that. No, we find imminent threats all the time. Someone can be on the telephone with someone, and someone may make you feel uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? It could be somewhere in the grocery store. It can happen any place at any time.
Yes.
So when this constantly, when fear is present in the mind for periods of time, and here comes the same reactions all the time, the subconscious begins to get trained. Just like riding a bike, you know what I'm saying? It begins to get trained on how to just react, not respond. So when that happens is the adrenaline then goes through the body at inopportune times, which is not when you really need it.
Mm.
You know, you don't, I mean, if you're in a car accident, you know that story where the person that's in a car accident, you know, all of a sudden gets this greatest strength to, you know, to
lift the car off of somebody. Yeah.
Yeah, right? So if a person is still going through like something like that, that's understandable. But when is, you know, what happens when nothing is really happening?
Yeah.
And you start thinking about, and then here comes a thought from a very uncomfortable position in your life, an experience, and you start feeling that feeling, okay?
Mm.
Your heart starts to race. You know, you get sweaty palms.
Ooh.
You start, get tense around your shoulders, your head. Some people even get nausea in their stomach, their legs get weak. I mean, you'd be surprised what fear can do in the mind.
Yes. Now, just think if you were maybe at a job where you're always worried about you're about to be fired, maybe you have a conflict with your supervisor, so every day you go to work, you got that tenseness because any kind of thing could erupt, and next thing you know, you're being, you know, fired, and what happens after that is, oh, how would I pay my bills, how to keep me getting evicted from my house, you know, all of that stress, and of course, nothing is really happening, but it's the fear of what could happen because of the conflict. So all of these things are going on in your mind. And every day you got this, like you say, fight or flight adrenaline rush because you're always tense and stressed. How many people go through that every day? And what does that do to your body over time?
Yes, the majority of people. I mean, we've all experienced it at some point in our lives, but it's the time and frequency.
Yeah.
That's the danger. It's not the experience. It's how long that experience lasts. How long you stay in that state of mind.
Yeah.
How many times do you stay in that state of mind just during the day?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you ever come out?
Yeah.
Because if you don't ever come out, that means you're constantly feeling this way.
Oh,
so this is why the mind, the heart, the body is diseased. Majority of time, as I said, medical, even, mental health, emotional disorders come when a person is actually in the wrong state of mind.
Mm.
In the wrong state of mind. out there, y'all. So let me, I understand diabetes, cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, but ask your doctor. Any professional will tell you stress kills.
Mm.
So if you have a stressed out life, and they'll tell you that word before he leaves or she leaves you out of that office, okay, take care of yourself. Take it easy today. You know what that means? That means don't worry. That means disconnect from excessive drama. That means to be careful what you eat. That means to take and be monitoring your body function. That's what that means. That's what that means. So you walk out that doctor's office and you take that pill and you just go on with the rest of your life, your day or whatever, and you notice something. It's not getting too much better or it's tolerable. But it's still there. Now we have a what they call a chronic condition that's not moving, that's not going anywhere. So what's going on with that? Then you go back to another doctor and you're trying to figure out, I'm still having this ache and pain. I'm still feeling sick.
Yeah.
They run more tests, they give you some more medicine, and they send you home.
And
you go through this cycle over and over and over again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And the thing about it, you know, we tend to think if the other person who's creating anxiety for me will change, then the problem will go away. It isn't them. It isn't their behavior. It's how you are responding to it. It's how you are processing it. It's how you're thinking about it. It's how you're worrying about it. It's how you're anticipating it. So all the things that are happening are inside yourself. So we are all empowered with the ability to heal ourselves, but the first thing is healing your thoughts. If the anxiety comes from your belief about this person, your perception of what they're doing, your perception of what their intentions are, and a lot of it might not even be reality. It might just be our own beliefs, but those beliefs create anxiety, which causes a malfunction in the body. Just think of people who get things like stomach ulcers. I mean, that's real acid burning a hole in your stomach, but it's created by your anxiety over something that might not even be happening, but your anticipation of it. And so that is what creates the physical malady, but it all stems from your thought. So the biggest lesson we can learn is how to control and direct our thoughts toward things that keep us in a state of inner peace. And it, I mean, it's easier said than done, of course. And it takes practice. It takes a determined decision to do it. Because some people feel like if I worry about it, then that's going to get me ready for it. That's an incorrect belief. What happens is that when you worry about it, you put yourself in the frame of mind as if it's happening when it isn't. Like Dr. Deb is saying, that anticipation, that adrenaline rush, as if you gotta save somebody's life, but the danger isn't really there. It's only in your mind because you're worrying about it. You're putting yourself in the vibration of it as if it's happening, and your body is in that heightened state of preparedness, but nothing's really happening. So your body's going through this change, preparing you for danger that only exists in your mind, in reality.
Exactly.
And so this creates those stress-related illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The healing comes when we choose to heal the mind. We choose to redirect our thoughts. And again, this is easier said than done because you got a lifetime of programming yourself to worry about things, believing that's going to keep you safe and prepared to address them when they happen. And most things we worry about never happen at all.
Absolutely. And, you know, out of the heart flows the issues of life, so which means that most of the time when people are holding things in, that's their incubator, okay? That's their incubator, and they hold these things in, and, again, they never get resolved, they never get solved, they never get any answers whatsoever to them, and they just continue to live their lives thinking that, oh, it doesn't bother me, but then it does. So when does denial become dangerous?
Mm.
You know? When does it come to a point where
I'm okay.
No. You know, I often tell my patients, and I learned this great concept, and I just want to give it to everyone. We have two sides to our hand. You know, for those who are on Facebook, they can see me here. We have two sides to our hand. This hand, which is the skin side, is what we show everyone. This is who we are.
Ooh.
Okay?
But I'm showing you. This is who I am.
This is who we are. So this, we always show everyone who we are. And that's understandable because nobody wants to know, let somebody know any type of weaknesses or any type of things where, you know, they, you know, I don't want anybody to know that I'm broken. Even though I wear it on my face, though, okay? I wear it well, honey. Yes, I do. But I'm not going to talk about it. I'm going to maybe pretend like it's not there. Maybe they don't know. Maybe they won't notice that I'm worried excessively and I can't hardly sleep or even eat. Maybe they won't notice that I have this situation that I got going on with me and I feel so inferior that I can't even, you know, set my career right. It seems like things are just falling all over them. Maybe they won't notice. And it's not about what they won't notice. It's what you won't notice.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying. Let's see what our sister is saying right here. Grand Rising, Sister Queen Zelda Robinson.
Yeah.
Oh, mindfulness. Oh, Grand Rising, beautiful queen, sisters. The world keeps us confused, in a state of confusion. The solution is to keep us overexposed to shopping, gamble, sexual exploitation, etc. It's called
programming.
Easier to focus outside of self instead of inside. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I agree with that. And our another viewer we have on Facebook says, Carolyn Hunter, from No More Tears, No More Fears, USA, I talk with individuals that are sick and dying every day, and some of them have a good mindset about what's going on, and they expand their lifespan, and some of them just talk themselves right into the grave on a daily basis.
Talk yourself into the grave. Well, you know, that's what you're doing when you're doing negative self-talk, and how many of us have negative self-talk? If we could just listen to the conversation we're having in our own head to ourselves, we'd be shocked at the awful things we say to ourselves.
Yes.
Because words have power, even if they're unspoken and just in your mind. You're sending the energy of your thoughts to yourself. So if you in your thoughts are saying, oh, I'm too fat, I'm ugly, you're sending that negative energy into your body and into your spirit. And you're bringing down your vibration and making yourself susceptible to illness because of what you have said to yourself. You're talking yourself into a grave, you know. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I'm not smart enough, I'm never going to get ahead, I'm always going to be broke, you have said this to yourself. And words are powerful, and they manifest into your reality because you have said this in your own mind. So that's the biggest step is reprogramming. Like Zelda said, it's all programming. We've been programmed to think we have to find something outside of us to make ourselves feel better. But the reprogram has to be we have to train our own mind to create the thoughts and reality that we want to experience.
Absolutely.
Generate the images you want to see and make those a part of what's inside your mind to create the kind of emotions you want to feel. You want to feel joy. So create the thoughts and speak the words to yourself that create joy. And that is the healing vibration. That's the healing emotion that helps you stay healthy. It
just takes some
practice. And to believe that you're worthy of joy. That's one of the things. If we are programmed to feel guilt, well, guilt is unforgiveness of the self. So if you've made a mistake in life, or many mistakes, we all have, if you made decisions that you realize weren't the best decisions, and you won't forgive yourself, then you keep punishing yourself with negative thoughts. Like Carolyn said, you're talking yourself into a grave. Why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How can one build themselves up when they're tearing themselves down. You got to understand the mind will only do what you create for it. It's not, and I think what happens is we just take for granted that, oh, yeah, I'll just get better. No, you're not until you work to get better. It doesn't matter, you know, work, faith without work is dead, but creation without imagination is stagnant. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, you know. Let's see. Zelda Robinson said, love the hand analysis. The face is our representative. America leads the way. As Mahalia Jackson showed us in the movie 50 years ago, Trouble of This World.
Yeah,
Trouble.
I love that song.
Exactly. So are you producing, I call unnecessary suffering.
Yeah.
Unnecessary suffering. Don't worry, pain will let you know. It'll come under a rock to find you, but don't look for it.
Pain is good because it's like you say, your body's talking to you. It's telling you, correct this thing, correct these thoughts, correct these feelings. I'm giving you a signal. I'm telling you that you're out of balance in your feelings so that you can address what is internal that may be hidden from yourself. Take some quiet time and assess what you're feeling. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling and allow yourself to reflect on what it is that's disturbing you, so that you can remove the disturbance. But it is on the inside. You got to go inside to heal, not the outside, not that, wow, if I can just play this number and feel the thrill of winning some money, I'll feel better. No, you probably won't, even if you win the money, because what happens to gamblers, usually they keep winning and keep winning, and then they start losing, and then they keep playing until they lose some more, and then they keep playing until they lose some more, and they say, well, if I can just win some more, and they keep going until they end up broke. So
this
is what creates that gambling habit, trying to get that thrill to feel better by doing something on the outside. And everything we do on the outside, it becomes an addiction because it can't fix what has to be fixed on the inside.
Absolutely, because it's not on the outside of us. Happiness, peace, joy, no, it's on the inside. Again, you know, we have to be careful to suppress emotions, suppress thoughts, causes major sickness and stress. And I think that we forget that we are our own advocate. We take away our voice. When you take away your voice, that means that every word that you want to speak, you swallow. You literally swallow, and it goes inside. And if you never speak it, it stays inside. So if those words, it was from when someone has hurt you and you never told them how you felt, you swallow that. Or a disappointment, you swallow that. Now think about it. If we swallow food that's not good for us in some type of way, it's going to cause our bodies to feel ill. So I just want to let you know, when you swallow words and you don't say it to express yourself, you are doing just yourself discomfort. And I'm talking about words of despair, words of sorrow, words of even anger. A lot of times we swallow anger words. We call it passive aggressive. We say things we want someone to hear, but we really don't want to say what it was, which means that you just tell someone something. But that's not really what you had on your heart to say. You just think, oh, here we go again, and you ignore it, and it keeps stuffing and stuffing where there's no more room. So what do you expect your body to do? And when there's no more room, it's going to expand, and you will have some ruptures. That's what causes sickness. Don't you know heart disease, cancer? Oh, my goodness. The majority of medical conditions, even mental health conditions, are from excessive stress and suppressing thoughts and emotions. That's what happens, right? So holistically, one should be aware. And I believe in doing self-inventory. Self-inventory is where you wake up every day and check your being. You know, how am I feeling today in my physical body? What's my mind thinking? What is my spirit trying to tell me? You know, what's my heart emotions? and check them. And if they're not where they need to be, you need to start questioning that. Start analyzing to find out. And then even if you say, well, I don't know, because some people really don't know because it's been in there so long, so you have to go seek a professional, a therapist to help you bring those things up to surface.
You know, that's a critical thing.
Yeah.
I remember reading recently that throat cancer comes from swallowing anger.
Yeah.
So can you imagine the cancer in the throat coming from not speaking, not saying what you really feel? And sometimes when you tell someone they need to forgive, they think that means, oh, just swallow the anger. No, it doesn't mean swallow the anger. And sometimes it's appropriate for you to speak what is causing pain so that the pain, rather than you swallowing it and it causing you pain, you get it out. So now let me ask you this. You always say something that triggers a reality in my life. If you have perhaps, for the purpose of keeping the peace, not said something that someone may have done and might even periodically do, and you find yourself, you know, like we talk about the anticipation, the anxiety, that feeling that they're going to do this again and cause you the same emotional pain, would it then make sense to speak it, even though it might have been a past thing, it might be a thing they've done in the past, they might even periodically do it in the present, and you're fearful they're going to do it in the future, would that be a sign that you should speak it rather than swallow it?
Yes, because it's always there. It's not going anywhere.
It doesn't go away.
So, I mean, whether it starts, you know, 10 years from now or, you know, or 2 minutes from now, the thoughts, the words are always there. So if you know that this is an ongoing situation, you either got one or two choices. You're either going to handle it assertively and speak it and not take your voice, or you're going to swallow it again. And I mean, and taking responsibility for yourself, be your own advocate. You don't have to scream and yell to get your point across, you know. You just have to let a person know, hey, you know. And I always say, you know, when I'm serious about something that I have to address something with anyone, it doesn't matter if it's family or friends, work, I always say, hear this in the spirit I'm saying this in, which is that I want your full undivided attention to the situation. Is this, and I ask the question, is this a good time to talk? You know, is this a good time to talk to you? I mean, because if this isn't, please, you know, let me know, because I just want
we
to bring up
attention.
Something,
yeah.
You know, I think we have a issue.
Yeah, I think timing is important.
And that's what I'm saying. You gotta keep it we and us when it comes to relationships. You can't say you and I. That brings separation. So you have to say we and us, you know. I think we have an issue that I think, that I would like to discuss with you. So let me know. And if you know, when a good time is. And when you do get the opportunity to discuss that, you clear the floor. Clearing the floor, which means that, I care enough for our relationship to be healthy, so I just want to express what I feel. Am I given permission to do that? You know, can I tell you what's really on my heart? And then you go in and say it, but don't say it as a victim. See, a lot of times people say, you hurt me. You did this to me. You did that to
that,
me.
That
no,
creates,
no.
Defensiveness.
No, that's the victim mindset. Just say, you know, for example, the other day when we had the disagreement, you know, I saw that you disagreed because I said this, and I disagree because you said that. And I just want us to come up, you know, with a solution of a mutual ground that we can disagree to agree. You know, and that doesn't mean that we have to end it in anger. We don't have to end it in discontent. And I mean, in unforgiveness. And I will let you know, I forgave you. You know, and it's all right if you don't forgive me, but I'm just letting you know I forgive you, and I'm ready to move forward in this. And that's all you can do. Now you got to drop the hat at that point. It's up to them to accept what you just said. So Some people will, some people won't. Some people would come, if they're humble enough and if they care about you, they will then say, you know what, you're right. We should not argue. We should not fight. Let's come up with an understanding where we'll be able to move past this. That's called effective communication. Most relationships fail because one is not communicating effectively. And they get impatient, they get halty, you know, and they pull themselves out too quickly and they get fed up and they move or they get hurt and injured and become the victim all over again. Nothing ever gets done, you know. So what do? If you become the victim, you still swallow those words. You still are with those same situations and nothing has changed.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to take a break on the top of the hour here, and we'll be right back to talk about what we can do about that.
What can we do about it? And if you're on our switchboard and or listening online, and if you want to join us on Facebook Live, go to Facebook on Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And we'll be right back after this break, so stay with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right, welcome. We're at the top of the hour. Welcome back to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green and my wonderful co-host, Naima Latif. And our topic of the day is the importance of holistic healing therapy from brokenness to wholeness. And what I did right before I left off, I was talking about how you can literally help yourself mentally and emotionally to heal to prevent any physical infirmities. Because when you heal mentally and emotionally, your body then heals itself. It literally heals itself when we free our being up. And, you know, the energy that flows from the top of our head to the soles of our feet, we call them chakras. Chakra energy zones, if they're ever blocked because of some situation, circumstance, stressors, pressures of life, it causes a dis-ease in our body. And this is extremely important because you'll know when you are blocked, when you have these low energy zones.
Mm.
Like during the day or even when you wake up in the morning, you may wake up fatigued. You may wake up to the point, like even before going to bed, you're still restless. All of these things happen when our energy is not flowing simultaneously. Because, you know, you got to remember, we are conductors in the universe. We are electrical beings. And I think we don't realize that.
Yes.
That we are really electrical beings. Think about it. If your heart stops, how do they shock? They shock you with electricity.
Right. That's right.
So that heart can beat again. They just, you know, they pump on you,
yeah,
because they're stimulating. But if all that fails, they're going to get some electrical shock and throw some currents in your body, right? And your heart is going to beat, you know, sending that blood flow all the way. But guess what also has electrical currents? Your brain.
That's right.
We got firing in our brain this very moment.
Electrical current.
It's little sparks of light. If you can see them, that's electrical current. So we are ingrained, created, as a conduit.
That's right.
Whether we realize it or not.
Right.
So when these energy zones are blocked because of a lot of things that we are experiencing to the point where we have no recourse, no finality, constantly battling over and over and over. Oh, my goodness. Now we're struggling, right?
Yeah.
We're struggling. So we're going to bring on our next host. That's Jody. Jody, the song with
Susan.
Hey, Southern
girl.
You're
beautiful.
I'm wonderful, but you let that energy.
Oh, can I type in here? Because I have a lot to say about this.
Oh, yes,
I'm sure you do. That's wonderful.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Clear that vision up there on the Facebook. You got some distorted. It's not coming in very clear.
Might take a minute for the signal maybe to.
It's clear on this side. And when, so I I'm going to tell a story. I think it's going to help some people out there. So when, you know, I started awakening, probably around 2007 when my mom was had cancer, and I moved in with her to be, you know, by her side and take care of her. And something interesting came up that when I would eat, I would do a purge. Now, I didn't get to my stomach. It would get to here, to my throat. And I didn't know why. Like, it was like a block.
Mm.
So, as a shaman, which I am, and not knowing that that was all connected until a few weeks ago, because I met some other shamans, and I said, you know, it seems like I get this blockage when I eat, and not all the time, but, you know, or, and then somebody comes through my path, and they got like a toxic energy, and I go to throw it up, because I'm purging, right, that energy, because it's bad energy. It's not healthy energy. It's not positive energy. So you purge it out. It's called a shamanic purge.
Mm.
I don't necessarily feel that I need that.
Wow.
So he showed me how to release the shamanic purge, right?
Without throwing up.
Without throwing up.
Mm.
And then just release that person's energy, but you don't have to go through the process of throwing up every time.
Ooh.
So if you are an intuitive and you're listening, this is something that we can teach you on how to release behaviors that no longer serve you. Not only, like, I mean, that's a behavior of your body,
mm.
right? If you're a shaman and you kind of just coming into it, you may be doing things. Your body may be doing things, and you may not be aware that it's not that it's specifically related to your ancestors and how they used to do. Shamans do this purging of everything. I'm like, let's be easy and soft, right?
Yeah, I mean, because that's got to really affect your gastrointestinal system over time. You know,
it never even made it that far. It made it just to here.
Get to the throat, or
this
to the
is
chest,
a boom
maybe.
Out.
Wow.
That didn't even make it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a question on the board right now?
I think I really need one.
Let me see. Yes, let's open the mic. Area code 336-350. I believe we've got our Mama AZ from Arizona.
I'll get our information for the event.
Okay.
Yes.
Grand Rapids
right.
Family.
Yes.
Thank you so much, everybody. I just want to make sure that the family is aware of how important it is to be out in nature. Nature can help you heal anything and everything. We have gotten so disconnected, family. I'm going to share some things with Dr. V. for her show tomorrow. However, make sure, especially the elders who are shamans, they need care. They need to be out in the nature. And that's all that I can say right now. I'm still in the hospital recovering to go to the next chapter, family. So the nurse is here, and I'm going to sign off. And I thank you so much. Thank you.
We thank you for listening, and we're sending you healing energies and light and love. Yes, we are, Mama AZ. We appreciate you.
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, you know,
well, I think that it's extremely important that we take in consideration of daily of how the body, again, responds to stressors, past, present, and future, you know,
mm-hmm.
because it is such a thing. It is such a thing how your body can respond to you, but most of all, how it's communicating with you. And it is a communication because it's not, and even, again, you know, our subconscious thoughts, our ego is designed to communicate with us, and we call that thing called the inner critic. The inner critic does have a voice, and we think that it's putting us down, it's making us feel insignificant, but think about it. It's just telling you what you need to change. So if it says, you know, oh, you're a failure, okay, I need to change that I'm a failure. You know, it's not, it's for you to be aware. It's not to tear you down. Don't look at it as just voices in your head to, you know, take away from your life. It's there to, for you to focus on the things that you need to change about yourself. And also understand that there's not a perfect way to live this life. There's no, so if one is trying to live perfectively, you're putting yourself at such a disservice because it's miserable. So stop it.
Well, right. Let's talk about perfection because there, one, there's no such thing.
Right.
Two, you are hurting yourself. You're really hurting yourself if you're trying to live a life of perfection.
Yes.
And if somebody, you know, this again, this happened to me. This is back, gosh, in the 90s, maybe myself. But, you know, I was one of those Christian girls, right, in Marshall School. And the woman who set up my event said to me, so you have to make sure everyone, and I mean everyone, loves you.
Oh, that's pressure.
Yeah, I'm like,
you have to make sure everyone loves you, like it's your responsibility for what they feel.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, that's a hard nut to crack.
Right.
I mean, sorry.
I mean, you can love everyone, but you can't make sure they love you because, you know, you can't control what's in their head or in their heart.
Right. So
a lot of pressure
this is the guidance I've been giving people lately, and this is really important. When you make decisions, make them with source energy. Call out God.
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two,
can't
look at yourself in the mirror at night, you're good. If you can sleep at night, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing you need to shift. The only three things you need to sleep.
Mm.
God and yourself. And if you can sleep and you're not tossing and turning because you feel unsettled, because you did something that you feel is out of alignment with the universe, if you feel that what you're doing is in alignment with the universe, know there's at least a half a million people that don't agree with you. And that's okay.
Don't worry about it.
So those are the centered, God-centered, source-centered, be able to look yourself in the mirror and be okay with your decisions or thoughts and all that, and be able to sleep at night. And if you can do those three things, you're golden. No one else matters.
Now, I have a question, and by the way, I love this. I love this. You know, this promotion of the event, because we've got a nation of people, and even a world of people that might be on different time zones. You may want to let us know if it's Central or Eastern or, you know,
live event in Georgia.
Okay, so Georgia is Eastern time,
Eastern,
right?
Automatically.
Yeah. So this is not a virtual event.
Oh, it's not a virtual event.
No.
Okay.
No,
so
it's
that
a live event.
Okay.
You know, you can try piping in.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, it's okay if that's what you want it. I mean, it's
so you have to be
possible.
Here at this address. I see. Okay. You got
it's
y'all
possible.
Gotta go,
you
y'all.
You can do virtual. I mean, we would have to. I would have to make some other arrangements. I would definitely do that for people who are away. I just want to let you know what they're reading, guys. Is experience deep levels of healing and relief. Jody Suzanne and Dr. Debbie Green, spiritual readings, energy healing. This event is going to take place Saturday on November 13th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if that was Central Standard Time, it will be 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Am I saying that correct, Kat?
Right. That would be it.
Okay.
Yeah.
On Central, yeah.
I mean, we could do virtual if necessary, but I don't think, I mean, I think what I'd like to do, Dr. Debbie, is we can do another event that's really just virtual, because otherwise I can't give attention to people.
Oh, absolutely.
They actually am already working on stuff which I'm planning to bring you in on.
Oh, cool.
We can do virtual events for
them. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Absolutely. So for this one,
you all have to go to 2330 Scenic Highway in Snellville, Georgia. That zip code is 30078. You're going to put that in your GPS and, you know, do a little drive and find a place. Again, that's 2330 Scenic Highway, Snellville, Georgia, 30078. That's Saturday,
November 13th, parking lot.
Yes, it's parking there.
You don't have to worry about that. And, you know, I've done this before, and it's just amazing. Dr. Debbie is an amazing healer. And we blend both how we heal as humans, energy healers ourselves, with other devices like the BOD, the Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency, PEMF, which is Beamer. We also bring in the Healy, which does frequency. These are all frequencies.
Yes.
So since our bodies are frequencies and Debbie's a frequency and I'm a frequency, we're going to get you those frequencies from source energy.
Yes.
And one of the really cool things that I was doing out in Chicago with some people is I'm helping people access a higher consciousness by to better understand what it is that's stopping them from moving forward, right? Just like you do, Dr. Debbie. We access source energy.
Yes.
We find out what is it that you need to be exploring to get yourself to the next level. So that's a gift that we both have, and it's pretty amazing. We'll just stop there. It's pretty amazing. And it's a $40 suggested donation. You can pay at the door. This is also, if you go to Eventbrite, it's there. If you go to the Susan Essentials Facebook page, it is already there. And Dr. Debbie, I tagged you on all those posts.
Yes, it's on Social Solution as well.
Can they pay electronically on your website? Can they pay electronically?
So if they go to my website, they go to events, and it'll show, you click on the event page, and they'll take you straight to all the current events.
Mm-hmm.
So I can show you what that looks like, and let me just pull it up.
I could see this kind of thing evolving into a weekend retreat, you know, periodic.
Wait, so I'm going to share a different screen. I'm totally on that. Let me go to the window.
And we would love for Naima Latif to come down and bless us with her presence.
Let me gas up my car and see what I can do.
So this is my website, and you see there's two buttons, kind of like a red orangey one and a gray one.
Yeah.
And the gray one says events, and you click on events.
Okay.
You just do that. And it says past events, catch a replay below, which I haven't updated that since June. But the circle, red circle, upcoming events, you click that.
Oh, okay.
And it takes you right to the events. And here you page down. It says upcoming. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's right there. And then you can just, you know, start it, continue.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to sign in to go to that event, but we won't do that now. All right.
You can put that back up there for me, Jody. I want to show them something, the flyer, please.
For sure.
You can also call in, and we have other ways to pay. You can sell your payment as well as
Venmo,
app, Zumo, what else is there, PayPal. You know, there's several ways. And when you give us a call, we can, make sure that you reserve your place.
Yeah, thank you for saying that, Dr. Debbie. So, text us, call us. We will get back to you. And then, Dr. Debbie, you and I should probably set up a date. I have a couple other healers that can join us where we can, you know, do breakout rooms and do it on Zoom and stuff like that too.
Okay.
So for you, so for people who are listening, can you all give the phone numbers slowly and twice so they can?
Sure, I'll give mine, and Dr. Debbie, you give yours.
Uh-huh.
So mine is a Chicago-based number, 847-738-5000. 847-738-0242. Again,
847-738-0242. So, and mine is 678-634-4178. 678-634-4178. So, you know, text us and let us know if you definitely are interested. But this is what we're going to, this is only the beginning of things. We're going to start these wonderful healing seminars.
Now, is there limited space? Like, is there a cutoff point, a certain number of people where the room will hold, or, you know?
That's a good question. I mean, I think it can comfortably hold at least, I would say, 15 to 20, you know, because you got to remember these are different areas. So we don't want to, and we're taking also in consideration the pandemic. We don't want to get too much crowded space. Mm-hmm. That's why it's good to reserve your seat.
Other thing is, consider this. So we're going to have, we'll be there for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And you don't, one person doesn't necessarily get 3 hours of healing.
Mm-hmm.
So they may come, some people may come in at 6, get some healing, hang out for a while, leave by 7:15, 7:30. Somebody, five other, you know, and then some of those people leave and some other people come in at 7. So we can easily see, come here, girlfriend, we can easily see, you know, 20 to 30 people, assuming 10 people show up an hour. You know what I'm saying? Like a 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, like that.
Right, right. And what I'll do, I'm gonna, since I was going to do an email blast to everyone, actually tonight, early in the morning for Nick, so they'll have an opportunity because a lot of people live here, here in Atlanta, and, you know, travel different places. So, like I said, you know, this is our first time doing it. We want a great outcome, but I think with consistency, we will definitely be able to build a good flow.
Well, actually, this is your second time doing this, Debbie, so I was there.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's right. You were here in Georgia. I that's fine.
In September, and it was really, I thought it was fairly successful.
It was.
Enjoyed themselves. The people who actually said they were coming and didn't show up got jealous when they heard about all of that.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely need to pack, you know, touch bases with them. I'll just send an email invite. Let me say note to self and make sure that I don't forget about that. Yes, that is very true. So, you know, we look forward to helping people because that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's about helping. It's about helping people help themselves. Again, you know, your healing is not so much, you know, in a pill. It is when you take the time to understand your being. That's, and you have to understand this physical, mental, wonderful, spiritual being that you are. And you are that wonderful spiritual being, you know, having an earthly experience, you know, in a physical body, you know. And, you know, these are counterparts. And I think, again, we forget about being a human being. We become a human doing.
So I met this amazing woman, and I'm going to see if she can join us for our first virtual event. Her name is Sis Ansel.
Mm.
She's a flipping amazing human, and
wow.
She's an intuitive like we are, and an amazing energy healer.
Mm.
And what I uncovered, so I'll just be transparent. Yes, so I just moved to Georgia.
Mm.
We had really a struggle getting out because of the movers and then, you know, 12-hour drive.
Oh, wow.
And it was, yeah, so there's just stress around it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you kind of have to honor that. And, you know, so there's emotions that kind of go back and forth with that. And by the way, if you're listening, energy just keeps on flowing from place to place. It never goes away.
Right.
So good idea to learn how to shift that energy.
Mm.
Oh, you're so funny. That is so funny, woman. So the sis I was talking to, she's recently met her twin flame.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and so, you know, as twin flames, we really feel other people's energy and the other flame's energy. And if that other partner is not being nice, it can come into our body as pain.
Wow. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah,
yep.
Yeah. That's what you call soul connection.
Oh,
and soul
my.
Transfer, Naima.
Yeah, so it happened to her. It happened to me all in the same weekend. So I want to just really put this out there. If you feel that you can't come to the event because you're experiencing pain, get your butt in here so we can show you how to get rid of it.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Sometimes people don't realize you're not supposed to be in pain. I think we've been kind of conditioned to believe that pain is a normal way of being and it just happens. And some people really believe that, you know, just like I used to think, you know, at a certain age your teeth fall out. You know, this is supposed to happen. But
no.
In fact, they're not supposed to fall out. There's something wrong. They're supposed to stay there. So the same thing, your body isn't supposed to suddenly develop all these pains because you reach a certain age and a lot should just be, oh, my back should hurt, oh, my knuckles should hurt, oh, my head should hurt. No, nothing should hurt. So I think that's a mindset we have to undo, that at some point you're just going to be in pain. That's just going to happen. No, that's not, you're supposed to always feel well. You're supposed to feel good all the time, not, oh, well, you know, I'm, you know, certain age, therefore I can hurt.
And so here's the thing. When you have pain and after we teach you what to do, one of the first questions you ask, is this my pain?
Mm.
If it's not your pain, ask God to flip and release it.
Mm.
And we'll show you how.
Might not even be yours.
That is so true. That is so true. If I can share something really quick. My daughter is an empath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's an empath, but she's not an ordinary empath. She's
who's it, your daughter?
My daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. My daughter is an empath, and what she finds it, because she does Uber, right? So she does this on a regular basis, and when someone gets in there with any type of pain, I don't care if it's mental pain, emotional pain, or physical pain, she instantly feels it. She instantly feels, and I mean, this has happened to her so many times, guys, to the point she already knows when it's happening, when it's coming on, because she's not feeling that pain unless somebody gets into that car.
Mm.
So now what I've taught her how to refocus, also rechannel herself and protect herself, you know, holistically, and build up her auras, so that she doesn't allow herself to be, you know, subject to this particular person. And she'll just call me sometimes like, Mom, I can't believe I got this terrible headache. And as soon as the person got in the car, I get this terrible body sensation. And I'll just ask him, I said, excuse me, sir or ma'am, do you have a headache? And they said, yeah, my head is pounding. She already knows. She's like, this is crazy, you know. So people, we have that intuitive ability to feel somebody else's pain, you know, thinking that it's ours, but it's not. And it can go as far as a mental, if you call it a mental distortion, okay, mental, emotional, and emotional feeling. I'm emotional. I'm feeling this emotional stuff, but wait a minute.
So, Dr. Debbie, last night I had to hang up on you because my house was right. You didn't hear me say the house is flooding. I need to go.
No, I didn't. I thought, oh my God! All I heard is I need to go. Bam!
I say, Debbie, Chris, I can feel her now.
Wow, that must have been an experience. We got to take one last break, but when we come back, I want to ask you more about, like, if you're close to someone and you're actually intuitively feeling their pains, their moods, and how that can affect you physically. But we'll be right back after this
leg ache, headache.
Ooh, yeah, wow. Well, now, if you're all listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you go to Facebook and go to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And we'll be right back after this last break. So stay with us.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325, and press 1 to speak.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. Take advantage of the deal of the day. Go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
I'm Dr. Debbie Green with our wonderful hosts, Naima Latif and Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. And our topic at the top of the hour is the importance of holistic healing therapy from brokenness to wholeness. And I think that's extremely important that We don't feel someone else's pain. It's hard enough to feel our own pain. We don't want to feel nobody else's pain, right? But do you know the difference between your pain and someone else's pain?
Well, and then if you don't, when you know the difference, do you know how to protect your energy, clear that energy from your body, right, and protect your own energy, which we can teach at this event on Saturday the 13th.
Exactly.
Well, I got a couple of questions on that. Because I have, you know, associates that I'm close with, and some of them go through various levels of distress, and I find that it affects me deeply. One particular associate was going through some very stressful relationship situations, and I found myself when I was in their presence, I would go into a deep depression, and it's like a loss of energy. I'd be so fatigued and have to go to bed like 2-3 hours early because I was just drained. And and I tend to be one of those people sometimes will, like, listen to people's problems and try to help them feel better or whatever. But I found that I was just getting depressed trying to counsel this person, or even if we didn't talk about it, just being in their presence just depressed me.
Yes, you're an empath, Naima.
Apparently.
So how do you, my desire was to bring them up, not have them bring me down. So how do I reverse that so that I can be the positive energy as opposed to...
Well, we'll teach you offline, because this is what we're teaching in the class, but we will teach you personally offline. Okay?
And then a second situation, another associate who has these mood swings, and when they are in a bad mood or, you know, angry mood, they can say something that will plunge me so deep into a depression I almost can't get out of bed the next day. I don't know what to do about that. It's just extreme in the physical response that my body has to their anger or whatever the case may be. If it's a negative emotion, it's like it's literally killing me. I don't know what to do to, you know, not allow that to affect me in such a major physical way.
Again, that's the same thing. Look, and Dr. Debbie, you offline how to do that. And this is something that we're inviting people to the class to learn about, because that's what's happening to people. Countless times for me where, like, I walk by a pregnant woman. She's ready to give birth. Well, also, my lower back starts to hurt, so I don't have all of that problem.
You didn't feel lower. You didn't feel any labor pains, did you? I'm coming. I'm on.
Praise God, no.
That would not be fun.
So, but what you want to know is, if, especially like if you're a health practitioner listening to this, and you haven't learned how to protect your energy. So I'm going to be working with some psychologists and teaching them how to protect their energy, because they don't know how to do this. And I spoke to one, and she said, well, yeah, I go to a class and I get my energy cleared like once every 6 months. I'm like, you need to do it like once after every session that you meet with somebody, not every 6 months.
Right.
Why people have to be empowered to know how to clear their own energy.
That's right.
It's like taking a shower. If you don't know how to shower, brush your teeth, and take a poop and wipe your butt. Oh. Sorry. You're saying.
Okay.
Well, it's the same thing. It's a different type of hygiene. Right? It's energetic
cleansing
hygiene.
I can visualize that, because I mean you take in a lot of mess, you know. You need to be able to get rid of it. You need to be able to cleanse yourself of people's negative vibrations, and I think that's the challenge that I have had in seeing how deeply physically affected I've been if someone's vibration is negative and I'm in their presence and they're kind of spewing out negativity. And the closer my relationship with that person, the more I am physically affected. And, you know, I almost can't stand it anymore. There was a time I could have ignored it. Now it just seems like that the sensitivity has been so enhanced that I literally have to be conscious of whose presence I'm in, because they could have a physical impact, and I don't like that.
My man. Okay, so now let me explain something else. So I'm a channel, and then I also, like, I muscle test. I call it, like, muscle testing, where I decide whether or not something's for my highest good.
Mm.
Well, I don't even accept requests on LinkedIn or Facebook or anywhere else unless I've asked Spirit, if I've asked Source, whether or not it's okay to bring that energy, meaning that person, that's an energy,
mm-hmm.
into my field.
Wow.
And if they don't pass the Source test, they get a decline.
Mm, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And yeah. The one time I didn't do it, not the one time, but most recent time, this man on LinkedIn ripped me a new one for offering an event and goes, oh, you're a medical intuitive, woo-woo, and kept on going. I'm like, got it. And so I just reported.
How did you get into my
space? I was done, you know? And so one of the things I do want to encourage people is that, you know, if somebody is treating, we teach people how to treat us.
Mm.
Right.
So if people are treating you in a way that doesn't resonate with you, don't stand for it.
Mm.
Either try to correct it, and if they're not listening, walk away.
Mm. Yeah, I think that is important. And I know, I realize some people, maybe they're in a situation where they can't walk away. It might be, you know, someone you're living with, you know, a spouse, a child, a parent, you know, sibling.
Well, then I'll show you how to put up a grid or an energy field so that they can't penetrate that.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to know how to disassociate yourself emotionally, because really, one of those things is energy transfers in so many different ways, but the main way it transfers is through the heart. Our heart chakra is more subject to energy transfer more so than any of the other areas of our chakra, even though they can, but the heart is like, it's the most, I guess it's the feeling center.
Yeah.
So in Venus, the feeling center is more, I mean, we just adapt. We adapt to pain of something, you know, and not really realizing that, you know, that pain is ours. And I call it just carrying another person's burden. I just had recently talked to one of my patients that was going through really an emotional hardship, and she was talking to her mother, and her mother broke down crying, upset.
Wow.
Or whatever. Now, mind you, she wasn't feeling that way before she talked to her mother.
Mm.
But as soon as she exposed herself to that particular energy that her mother was feeling, less than 24 hours later, she started feeling really low, like depression of thoughts and feelings, depressed, crying, mournful, grieful. And you know, she's like, I don't understand what's happening, because she's in therapy herself.
Mm.
She said, Am I declining? What happened? I said, well, what was you around, or who did you see, or what did you hear? Because it comes through the sensory organs.
Mm.
All energy comes through the sensory organs, and then it residues in the rest of the body, right?
Mm.
So that's when she told me, she's like, well, oh, last time I spoke and I got upset about someone was upset was my mother.
Mm.
And I said, well, what was she feeling? So I just kind of counted all the things that she, you know, said her mother was feeling. I said, what are you feeling?
No, I
said, now, do you see? Do you see that you're only feeling what she's feeling?
Yeah.
So that does not belong to you. That does not belong to you. And what you did was literally you received that transfer not knowing that that was an energy vibration that was unhealthy. And immediately you adapted to it, because we're really chameleons most of the time.
Mm.
So, you know, like Joey said, you have to build your aura up. You have to have a protection, you know, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually to protect yourself. And, of course, if that is not done, you know, I just call putting on your armor.
Well, and let me add to that.
Of the source of God, or what, you know, yeah. That's what it is.
It's mental preparedness, right? So, first of all, the first thing is being aware that this is happening to you, right?
Yes.
The second thing is then acknowledging its presence, right? And the third is being mentally prepared to take it on and shift that energy, right?
Yes.
Like not sit with the energy, but shift it. Don't sit, shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, you know, be, you know, and then achieve homeostasis is number four.
Yes. Back to balance.
Back to balance, right.
Mm-hmm.
So can you anticipate, say, if you know that you've had this experience with this person and they've affected your energy, like Dr. Dave was saying about putting on your armor, can you actually do something to fortify yourself before you enter their presence, like, you know, put up your shields up, you know, I mean, what do you do when you're going to go into the presence of someone that you know
Can I talk about languaging before we answer that?
Yes.
So languaging is so important.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an armor on, what are you doing? Or you have a shield up?
You're protecting yourself from an anticipated attack.
Right. You're at war.
You're at war.
Exactly.
Ooh.
That's right.
So let's change the languaging. Put a veil on, a veil of protection. A circle of protection, not a shield, not an armor.
Mm.
Okay? Put on God's veil.
Mm.
Put on, you know, so, and then, Dr. Debbie, do you want to answer Naima's questions then?
She said, what do you do?
Like when you know you're going to go into the presence of someone who exudes negative energy, and you
put on the veil.
Yeah, and you put the veil on, but excuse me, you have to be self-aware. You have to be self-aware of what you're going into, and consciously tell yourself, okay, whatever I get exposed to is not mine, and you have to say that openly and verbally.
Mm.
You know, I take nothing, I bring nothing.
Mm.
And before you go into any type of especially challenging situation, you have to let, okay, I take nothing into my being and I bring nothing into my being. You need one of those things, and those things, and you mentally arm yourself, and emotionally arm yourself as well. You have noticed energy travels, Naima. When you're around, for example, someone that has an unrest energy, let me say it that way, your heart chakra will let you know. You will feel some kind of sensation in that area. Sometimes, mostly, that's the first. Now, if you don't feel it, it's just wherever you carry your weight.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone carries their weight in different areas. Some people
mine happens to be in my stomach. I'm sorry.
Okay, you carry yours in the solar plexus. Okay,
oh.
So that's where Jody carries hers.
Oh,
some people carry theirs in the heart chakra. Some people carry theirs in the head, which is the crown chakra, and the third eye, right here in the sinuses. You have underneath the eyes, behind the eyes, in the temple area. You know what I'm saying? Then you have the throat chakra. Some people carry it here. When Joni was talking about earlier, where everything comes up and then it stops. Okay.
It doesn't get past here.
Right.
Get past here. So it doesn't, and then it,
when I say come up, just right here, not like it's coming out of the mouth, but it stops right there.
Yes, thank you.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
So that being said, you know, and then some people carry it in their root chakra. Okay, this is where fibroids, ovarian
cysts,
know, what they call ovarian cancer, whatever the pressure is, you carry it, you carry it there. And if you can't, because remember, these are all energy zones that cannot be blocked. And you say, well, how do I know it's blocked? You're going to feel a sensation.
Wow.
Some kind of discomfort. It's going to, you got to remember that if it wasn't there before, it's now all of a sudden thing that it just happened.
Wow.
It's happening because of something you've been exposed to.
Wow. We got a caller. We got about a minute or so to get
in.
773-977. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your question or comment.
Good morning. Good morning to all. This is Lois here in Chicago, Illinois, in the South Shore area. And it is such a wonderful, wonderful blessing just to be alive and to listen to all of us share this knowledge that God has given us. And hoping that it's all over the world. I hope everyone's listening. But someone made a statement. I forgot which one of the hosts it was. They said something about a spiritual connection. And I believe they said that God failed. And I just want to say that God never failed. He never failed. He's never failed me. If he failed someone else, I'd like to hear their name. But, you know, we have to understand that these people who are in this world, are some of these people are demonic. You know, they have demonic gestures, and they will do harm. And some of us, we don't know who they are. But jealousy is one thing. Some ladies can just wear such beautiful shoes, and another lady will say, oh, she thinks she's something. You know, I don't know about you ladies, but I love a man that has shoes on that's shining and, you know, nice shirt and ties. That's my type of man. You know, these gym shoes and all these cookie-over shoes. You know, so we have to just understand we're going to need everyone's help today. We need this lecture today. And this is a free lecture from God, and I thank you all for it, and thank you for this time. This is Lois in Chicago.
All right. Well, thank you,
thank
Lois
you.
In Chicago. Yes, I think the statement wasn't that God failed, but that I think it was said that when you fail to consult God, then you had someone that you allowed on your LinkedIn connection that was not a positive energy. I think that's what was said.
Because he doesn't, he doesn't fail.
And in terms of people whose energy is negative, you can feel that. I mean, so you can feel when someone's positive or negative because we are energy beings. We get distracted by the physical body, but that's not who you are. If you were blind or sightless or closed your eyes, you would sense people's energy even if you couldn't see them, and that
right.
would give you a better picture of what they really are.
All day.
Yeah.
And if I can chime in, and even if it's a negative entity, a negative person, a negative whatever the case is, you know, so it's all energy, right? Because
mm-hmm.
the source, God, the creator, you know, Alpha and Omega, he created all, okay? Bad, good, and ugly, all right?
That's
so
right.
So which
smart.
Means that if anyone has had an exposure to a negative, energy, all right, balance it. You can balance, by balancing yourself, you can balance that energy. Believe it or not.
Yes.
Yes. You
well,
can balance,
and think about
it
even a dog.
All.
Right.
But if you have a dog and you have a happy dog, right?
Yeah.
That's energy.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're adding to the positive
bring
energy.
Bring something so normal. Your dog, your cat, your bird, you know.
Right.
Your animal
yeah.
has energy. If it's happy, you know it. If it's not, you know that too.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
Only for you to be aware. It's only for you to be aware of these. Because, yes, it's but we just need to be aware that we still have the power to do what we need to do.
Absolutely.
You know, we were created to be great, and we will continue. Thank you, everyone, for allowing us to be a part of your world today. And remember, you are important to yourself, and you take care of yourself first and foremost. And, again, if you want more information, please feel free to call us. 678-634-4178 is my personal number. as well as Jody Sasson, 847-738-0242. And this is, you're interested in doing the healing and release, we will have much more to come. And, you know, try to keep your words designed just for that.
All right. Fantastic.
But you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you.
Yeah. Are you going to join me on Tuesday, Dr. Debbie? We'll talk
about
India.
Maybe not right here.
Japan.
Arigato.
Korea.
Kamsahamnida. But I'll be listening on and tag if you hear my voice.
Germany.
Okay, that's fine. You can do the blog talk portion.
Germany.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's fine. And then
I'll
continue with the rest of this.
Gracias.
So your
Shukran. Ghana. Medan.
Your topic on Tuesday will be more of the...
Well, I'm going to talk about my health journey
Senegal.
Again.
Get it.
So much to go over.
Kenya.
But then I'm going to talk about the energy
Israel.
Portion of my
Kona.
Health journey.
Pakistan.
What, you know, what I learned. What was happening when I was awakening,
Saudi Arabia.
And
Shukran.
What I learned.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Last week,
thank
I
you.
Spoke about my health journey,
and
right?
Peace be upon
and,
you and the mercy of God.
Okay, so we.
All right.
So we're now. As I said, is the radio.